This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House Commerce and Energy is called to order this morning. Thank you all for being here, whether you are online or in our audience. I appreciate you being involved in government here. With that, I'm going to ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Anderson.
Here.
Bartles.
Here.
Bordeaux is excused. Ladner. Perry?
Here.
Reed excused. Schneider?
Here.
Baskard?
Here.
Weiss?
Here.
Weisgram is excused. Willitson?
Here.
Beal?
Here.
Milstead?
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Reminder to everyone to silence or turn off your cell phones. And if you are going to testify, if you would sign at the podium there. We'll have our pages step up to the microphone and introduce themselves. Tell us where you're from. Tell us what your future plans are.
Hi, I'm Isabel Myros. I'm from Kimball, and I am a homeschool junior, and I hope to go to college for ag business.
Hi, I'm Harley Heim. I'm from Weston Springs, and I'm a junior at Weston Springs Public, and I plan to go to college for animal science.
Hi, I'm Elena Haugard. I'm a homeschool junior, and I want to go to college for physical therapy.
Wonderful. Thank you. How about our interns?
My name is Griffin Westra. I'm from Sioux Falls. I'm currently a junior at the University of South Dakota studying business administration.
Hi, I'm Shelby Guthrie. I just graduated School of Mines with a chemical engineering degree, so go Hard Rockers.
And we appreciate all of the service that you provide here at the Capitol, so thank you very much. Any personal privileges? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting.
So moved.
So second.
Representative Beal, motion to approve the minutes, second by Representative Perry. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved. And with that, we are going to move right into our agenda. We're going to go to the bottom and do House Bill 1322, provide for the direct sale of certain home-produced or home-processed foods and food products. And where we left that at our last meeting was the opponents and proponents were working on an amendment. So, Representative Weese, if you could tell us about that, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'd ask you to move 1322F. Thank you, committee. I'll just briefly explain the changes that we made from the last time we met. We met with the retailers, and they gave us some good amendments that will make the bill better, we think. In Section 1, we added where the goods were prepared, and they're all prepared at a residence. In Section 2, we removed the cost of not more than $100. And we added back some information on Section 5. So our intent has always been to expand the food to include non-temperature options versus any change in the venue. So none of that has been changed. So I would just ask for your approval of this bill. Thank you.
All right. Then I'm going to open it up to committee questions just to make sure we're all clear on what the amendment is. Any questions from the committee? Okay, with that, we will move on to committee discussion and or action. Representative Anderson.
Madam Chair, is there an opportunity for any possible opponent to explain their view of the amendments?
Would you like to explain your view? I believe you aren't in opposition anymore.
Madam Chair, very briefly, Nathan Sanderson, South Dakota Retailers Association. We did work with Representative Weese on the amendment. We think that the amendment is a good addition to the bill and would encourage you to adopt the amendment.
Thank you. So, committee discussion and or action.
Move the amendment?
No, on the amended bill. We're on 1322 as amended.
Didn't we?
We already voted on the amendment.
We already did, as far as I know.
Mr. Representative Beal.
I move.
Representative Beal moves due pass of 1322 as amended, second by Representative Weiss. Comments on your motion?
I would say that I've heard enough testimony on it. I'm for it, and I want to move this forward.
Any other comments on the motion?
Yep. Madam Chair.
Representative Schneider.
No, I just all I wanted to add was thank you, Madam Chair, is thank you to Representative Weese and her group and Mr. Sanderson and his group. A good example of sitting down and coming together where maybe two heads were better than one. So thank you for those efforts.
Secretary, would you please call the roll or vote?
Representatives Anderson.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Bordeaux excused. Ladner.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Reed excused. Schneider.
Aye.
Vasgard.
Aye.
Weiss.
Aye.
Weisgram excused. Willitson.
Aye.
Beal.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
We have 10 yay, 3 excused.
All right, then that House Bill 1322 will go to the floor. Thank you all for being here, and we're going to move on to Senate Bill 171, as I believe we have proponents in the room. Senate Bill 171, prohibit insurance policies from restricting the method of payment for dental care. Proponent testimony.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of Commerce and Energy, House Commerce and Energy. It's good to be back where I started in this committee and back with a lot of the members that I served with. Today, I'm Paul Miskimmins, Representative of District 20. Today, I bring to you Senate Bill 171. It's an act to prohibit insurance policies from restricting the method of payment for dental care. And without further ado, I'd like to ask for your favorable consideration and allow other proponents to speak. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Other proponent testimony on Senate Bill 171.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Paul Connect. I'm the Executive Director for the South Dakota Dental Association and also a registered lobbyist for the group. Dr. Miskimmins, Representative Miskimmins, did a nice job of introducing this. I'll just give you a little bit more background, if that's all right. So today, there are several dental insurance companies that use virtual credit cards as a method of paying their providers for covered services. And I think just to help you understand this a little bit, I might just give you an example of what's kind of becoming now a common occurrence in a lot of dental offices across the state. So a dental office will submit a claim to an insurer, and the insurance company issues a single-use virtual credit card number that's associated with that payment or that claim. So that series of numbers, it's called a virtual credit card. What the dental office will do is take those numbers and enter them into a portal, either a physical transaction machine or maybe it's a website, in order to draw down the funds from the insurance company for that payment. And that's all good and well. It's safe. It happens fast. The only downside is in order to collect that payment through the credit card terminal process is the office is going to incur that transaction fee, which, as you guys know, is anywhere from probably 2.5% to 4%, depending on, what arrangement you have with your credit card processor. And so in reality, the dental office is paying in order to get paid. So what this bill does is it just says that if you're paying by virtual credit card, provide one other method by which the office can be paid so you don't have to incur that transaction fee. I'll stand by for questions if I went through that too quickly for you all.
Okay, thank you. Any other proponent testimony on Senate Bill 171? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony to Senate Bill 171? Opponent testimony. Seeing none, we'll move on to committee questions. Representative Willitson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for Mr. Connect. So then the dental office could request that the insurance company, for example, mail a check for that amount in payment rather than do the virtual thing.
I would agree that would be one of the methods, or ACH is probably the more common way today, but yeah, okay. That's correct.
Good. Thank you.
Other questions from the committee? Seeing none, we will move to committee and action and or discussion.
Madam Chair.
Representative Bartles.
I move due pass on Senate Bill 171.
Representative Bartles moves due pass. Representative Ladner moves to second. Senate Bill 171, you can't have them all.
Well, let's move on.
Comments on your motion?
I think this is a fine bill. I just think it gives some options, and you know, ACH is a way cheaper way to do it for both parties, and I think it would be preferable.
Okay. Any other comments on the motion? And Secretary, would you please call the vote?
Representatives Anderson?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Bordeaux is excused. Ladner?
Aye.
Perry?
Aye.
Reed excused. Schneider?
Aye.
Vasgard?
Aye.
Weiss?
Aye.
Weisgram excused. Willitson?
Aye.
Beal?
Aye.
Milstead?
Aye.
Madam Chair, 10 yay, 3 excused.
So Senate Bill 171 will go to the floor. Any objections to consent? And I will certify consent. And we will move on to Senate Bill 160. Is that okay, or we need to wait? Okay. Exempt motor vehicle service contracts from the insurance code. Proponent testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. David Wheeler, Senator from District 22. This legislation is brought to you on behalf of the Motor Vehicle Protection Products Association and the Service Contract Industry Council. These are trade organizations representing approximately 40 member companies for providers and sellers of motor vehicle protection products, including tire and wheel protection, paintless dent repair, and key replacement, amongst other products. The goal of both organizations is to establish a uniform and balanced regulatory landscape. The member companies of these two trade associations offer over 80% of the protection products available to the consumer market today. South Dakota first passed legislation in the 1990s to exclude these types of products from regulation as insurance. It is the purpose of this bill to update that legislation to bring uniformity of the regulation of these coverages amongst all the states. The vast majority of states have adopted similar legislation, and it is the intent of this bill to bring South Dakota into conformity with those states. Traditional insurance coverage does not cover many of these products. And if they do, the benefit or replacement of the product covered is often far below the deductible of an auto owner's traditional insurance policy. As you will hear from other proponents, these products serve an important niche, and this bill is supported by those in the automobile and insurance businesses. I ask you to support Senate Bill 160, and we'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Senator. Other proponent testimony to Senate Bill 160.
Good morning, Madam Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen of the committee, my name is Dennis Duncan. I'm the registered lobbyist for the Motor Vehicle Protection Product Association and Service Contract Industry. As Senator Wheeler has indicated, those are trade associations that represent the companies that market the and stand behind these warranty products. First of all, this is not a new concept. As Senator Wheeler indicated, these products were first brought to the legislature and exempted from the insurance regulation back in the 1990s. And as we all know, as progress has marched on, there's a need for bringing these somewhat up to date and to provide uniformity throughout the United States in these protection products, because they're not sold individually as contracts between each state. There is a uniformity over the entire United States. I want to point out quickly that we are not those companies that you get those robocalls from during supper or dinner when you're trying to eat dinner and you get a call and they want you to provide they want to provide warranty coverage on your 2016 vehicle that you haven't owned for 4 years. Those companies are for the most part, scammers that are trying to get financial information or credit card information from you so that they can use those for purposes other than providing warranty coverage. But the typical coverage under this is, as Senator Wheeler indicated, is for products that are not generally covered under your insurance policy. For example, road hazard damage to your tires. That if you hit something on the road that punctures a tire, you're not going to get insurance coverage for it, whereas these products do. And back in the 1990s, when we first exempted this from coverage, I think, as I've suggested to a couple of the representatives, key fobs were just a twinkle in somebody's eye, and they hadn't even thought about them back in the 1990s. Also, this coverage provides the ability to purchase coverage for what I call over mileage in a lease contract. For example, if I were to lease a vehicle for 1 year and they allowed me 12,000 miles on it and I was concerned that I might go over that 12,000 mile limit, I could buy this lease coverage that would pay me and indemnify me for those charges that are above the lease payment for my over mileage. What we're trying to do here is really bring this into uniformity with the other states. As Senator Wheeler has indicated, most of the states in the United States have already adopted this legislation or by administrative rule exempted it from insurance regulation, and that's what we're asking the legislature to do today. I'd be happy to stand by for any questions. I know there are others that want to testify on this.
Thank you, sir. Other proponent testimony. Good morning.
Madam Chair, committee members, Doug Abraham. I'm an attorney from Peer and Register Lobbyists for the American Property Casualty Insurers Association. We also support Senate Bill 160. We have a number of member companies that offer these types of products. And the thing I'd like to highlight for you is that these are typically for products that they provide service on items that are below what your deductible would typically be. So I've got a personal situation here to describe this. My wife's got a 2013 Suburban, and we parked way too close to the Trapper's ball field down here this summer. And we needed new auto glass because of that. I do have a comp policy or comp coverage for that vehicle. However, my deductible is $1,000. Replacement auto glass is $206 in that vehicle. Now, where you would typically see a service contract like this be sold is actually you go in, you buy your new vehicle. You may have the option to buy coverage for upholstery, your key fob, maybe auto glass. There's a number of different options here. Had we bought that vehicle new, I could have bought this type of a service contract for auto glass, and then I would have just had it paid for there. Now, I did have insurance coverage, but of course, I'm not going to turn it into my insurance company for a $206 loss with a $1,000 deductible. So that's why we think it's important to include these service contracts under the exemption from the insurance code. They're those typical below deductible type items that don't need to be regulated in the same way, don't need to be sold by agents with that level of knowledge. So we'd encourage your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Other proponent testimony on Senate Bill 160.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Myron Rao, President and Registered Lobbyist for the South Dakota Auto Dealers Association. As Mr. Duncan indicated, we've actually enjoyed this exemption since the early 1990s and basically added all these items as the industry evolved. So, but we still think this is a great idea to put it into statute. Then there's no question whether we need an insurance license or not. And the bottom line is they only need an insurance license at an F&I office if they're selling credit life. Then they need a limited lines license. Otherwise, none of these people that do these in dealerships has an insurance license, and that's what this exemption does. Thank you. I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you. Any other proponent testimony? Any opponent testimony on Senate Bill 160? Seeing none, we will move to committee questions. Seeing none, we will move to committee discussion and or action.
Move to pass.
Second. Representative Anderson moves to pass with a second by Representative Bartle. Comments on your motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, it just sounds like they're updating the industry to, or our code to industry practice, and encourage your green vote. Thank you.
Any other comments on Senate Bill 160, the do pass motion? Secretary, would you please call the vote?
Representatives Anderson.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Bordeaux excused. Ladner.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Reed excused. Schneider.
Aye.
Vasgard.
Aye.
Weiss.
Aye.
Weisgram excused. Willitson.
Aye.
Beal.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Madam Chair, 10 yay, 3 excused.
All right. The Senate Bill 160 goes to the floor. Any objection to consent? Okay. We will certify consent.
I think you should assign Representative Anderson. He made the motion.
I think that will pass. All right. Any other business before the committee this morning? Okay.
Motion
to adjourn?
Yes.
Second.
Representative Perry moves we adjourn. Second by Representative Weiss. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.